peanut butter.
Mm,
there's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Prepare to be astonished.
Alive, it's alive.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
I will win the crowd. I will give them something they've never seen before.
Online. I am going to start loading software.
Well, isn't that special?
Do not panic! Do not panic! We are trained professionals!
And that's all I have to say about that.
Hey, moms and dads, boys and girls, welcome back to PK's Podcast. This is day number 2 of our Bible reading, and I hope you're doing it. I hope you got the word yesterday. If you didn't, go back and listen to it, the Word of God that was read by a special guest. And today, I've got another special guest from Assembly City Kids Church here with me, and I think he's ready. Are you ready?
It's Bible Boy!
Wait a minute, Skeeter. It's not Bible Boy.
Pastor Ken, I can be Bible Boy if I want to be.
You can be Bible Boy if you want to, but today I just need you to be Skeeter because you're supposed to read the Word of God.
Okay, I'll be Skeeter.
Okay, can you tell me what's the title of this selection of scripture today? What are you reading? What's it called?
The story's called Slime Night.
No, it's not called Slime Night. Read right there on the script. It's called...
Oh, it's right here in front of me.
Yeah.
Nick at Night.
That's right, Nick at Night. That's exactly right. And it's found in what part of the Bible? It's found where?
In John 3.
That's exactly
Pastor
right.
Pastor Ken, you didn't have to point. I saw that.
You already saw it already?
Yeah, stop pointing and telling me, Pastor Ken.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and start reading for the guys and girls?
I'm a great storyteller. Now, there was a certain man among the Pharisees. Ooh, that's a tough word. And his name was Nostradamus.
No. It was Nicodemus.
Oh, sorry. Nicodemus, a ruler among the Jews, who came to Jesus at night and said to him, Rabbit?
No. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Skeeter. I don't mean to interrupt you, but he said Rabbi, not Rabbit.
Oh. I see there's no T there. Sorry. Rabbi, we know and are certain that you have come from God as a teacher. Kind of like my teacher at school.
Yeah, right.
Miss Jones. She's a mean old lady.
No. Don't say that a bit, Miss Jones. Read. Come on, read scripture.
He says, we know and are certain that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs, you know, like miracles and stuff, that you do unless God is with them. Jesus answered, I assure you most solemnly, salami.
No, I think that's most solemnly.
Solemnly.
He's really, really, he really is serious about what he's saying.
Well, they had some tough words back then.
They did.
So Jesus said, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you that unless a person is born again, he cannot ever see the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born again when he's an old man? Can he enter his mother's womb again and be born? That would be silly, Pastor Ken.
Yes, it would. That would be really, really silly.
I'm a little boy, and I could have told him that answer right there that very day. So Jesus answered and said, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, unless a man is born of water, the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not at my telling you, he said. You must all be born anew. And the wind blows.
Skeeter, what are you doing right there in verse 8? What are you
Pastor
doing?
Pastor Ken, didn't you hear it? The wind blows. This is our sound effects. Yeah. You can't even tell it's a human voice.
Yeah. No, you can't even tell it, Skeeter. You can't even tell it, man. The wind, okay? Verse 8, the wind blows.
Where it wills. And though you hear its sound, yet you neither know where it comes from nor where it's going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered by asking, how can all this be possible? Of course, Jesus replied, are you the teacher of Israel and yet do not know nor understand these things? And, of course, assure you, most solemnly I tell you, we speak only of what we know. We have actually seen what we are testifying to, and still you do not receive our testimony?
Wow, that sounds pretty strong. I think he was talking about himself, and wow, that is really strong. He was telling them they didn't even believe what he said, did they?
You are so smart, Pastor Ken.
Verse 12, go ahead.
If I have told you of the things that happen right here on the earth, and yet none of you believe me, how can you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And yet no one has ever gone up to heaven, Boy, I can't wait to get to heaven, Pastor Ken.
Me either.
But there is one who has come from heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, the Son of Man be lifted up in order that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life and live forever, 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 forever.
I like that echo, Skeeter. That was really nice.
Great, that was cool.
That was really nice.
I did that with my voice. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he gave up his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him.
Wow, that was great, Skeeter.
I'm a pretty good storyteller, huh, Pastor?
You're a great storyteller, and I'm telling
and
you,
I did pretty good for just a little seven-year-old.
You did. Now, you know what? There's a special word today. There's a special word, man.
You want me to read it again?
No, you don't read it all again, but the special word today is that right there. Can you just read that and tell them what their special word they got to write down?
The special word is God's.
That's exactly right. That's the special word. Skeeter, you did a great job. I am so proud of you. One of these days you might take over in kids' church for me, you think?
Oh, that would be great, Pastor Ken.
Yeah, what would be the first thing you would teach on?
The first thing I would teach on is water baptism.
Water baptism?
And we would have a real water baptism right there in the kids' church, and I would actually do it.
Oh, you would? Wow, my goodness. Well, maybe you need to listen to one of the other podcasts we have on there, because J.D. really misunderstood water baptism. He had his goldfish in the tank.
JD did?
Yes, he did. So don't take his leading, okay?
He's kind of strange, you know. You know, he spends a lot of time in that box. I think I'd be all cooped up and kind of strange, too.
Well, yes, it is. Yeah, maybe that's the case.
I wonder if he has air holes in that box, Pastor Ken.
He does. He does. He's okay. Hey, listen, congratulate the kids for reading the second day, and tell them we'll see them tomorrow.
Yeah, because I really got to go.
Yeah, where do you got to go?
To the bathroom.
No, don't say that.
PK's Podcast.
PK's Podcast.